This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Show straight, Roland Martin.
Roland Martin, where are you this morning?
I'm in New York City. Doing Soledad O'Brien this morning, talking about starting point, and, you know, got away from 12-12-12-12-12 concert. That seemed like it was going to last to 12-13-12. My goodness. Jesus, I'm glad it's over. All right. Man, it was a long concert. All right, Tom. Amazing story came across last week, and we had to get this sister on. She worked as a meteorologist at a station in Shreveport, Louisiana, KTSB, ABC affiliate. She was wearing a short crop hair. A viewer sends a Facebook comment that was just nasty. She responds, station says you shouldn't respond it. You're fired. What in the world is going on? Rhonda Lee joins us this morning. Rhonda, so I'm trying to understand the deal here. Was it your personal Facebook page or was it the station's Facebook page?
It was a little bit of a combination of both. The station's Facebook page was where the nasty comment was posted, and I have my own individual fan page. And on my fan page, is where I use my fan page to reply to the viewer.
Right. So the station says, we warn you not to respond. Send it to us and we'll respond. Was there any kind of warning? Now they're claiming they sent a company-wide email and they also say you've been warned before.
That was about as close to the truth as impossible or impossible. It was a weird thing because when I posted my response to that viewer, I actually had brought it to the attention of my managers. The original post was up on our company Facebook page for 6 straight days unanswered.
Hold up. This also be clear. This post was nasty. It was racist, derogatory, dog your short crop hair, all kinds of stuff.
Right. And
asked if you were a cancer patient or something.
Right. It asked if I was a cancer patient and maybe, you know, I should wear a wig and grow my hair out because this viewer found that the black lady was how I was referred to. They found my hair unacceptable.
So the station left it up for 6 days on the Facebook page.
And so okay. I went ahead and replied. And after I replied, I just basically told the guy, you know, black hair doesn't traditionally just fall down. It grows up. And I was very proud of my ethnic hair. I try to be a good role model for young black kids, both boys and girls, to be comfortable in the skin and the hair that they're in. And I thanked him for watching. And that was it. Now, I did a screen grab and sent that to my employer. And specifically told him, you know, I feel that a lot of the comments on our page are just downright racist. I'm okay if you don't like me as a presenter, that's fine. But our comments are pretty racist. Is it possible? Could I please help you form some kind of policy? Or maybe we can start blocking these viewers that are not helping have a conducive conversation and educated relationship. And
HR department?
I sent it to my direct supervisor. My news director, and I never heard a word back. Instead, I was asked to go up to the GM's office and told, "We got lucky this time."
I'm not a lawyer, but are you suing?
I'm exploring my options at this time.
always the correct response. Now, help you out here. You go to the GM's office,
right?
We got lucky this time. What does that even mean?
Looking back, what he basically was hoping that he's glad it didn't get any worse than what it was. Or maybe the viewer didn't get more upset or make a bigger stink out of it. In fact, what he actually told me was next time you have a situation like this, thank the viewer for watching.
So when did the firing take place? I mean, how did that come about?
That happened on November the 28th. This was after I had, again, there was another message on our Facebook page. This time we had this little contest called the 3-Minute Smile, where we had we picked random three local kids to go into a Walmart and grab as many toys as they could for 3 straight minutes. And this year, all of the kids were black. And
right.
We had a viewer who decided that clearly the game was rigged, because how is it we had all these people of color allowed to win this time? And he implied that perhaps there was some fix in with our black mayor that maybe we owed him.
So you complained about it, and then what?
Well, actually, this time, again, I didn't necessarily complain because to me, it wasn't necessarily a complaint.
Wait a minute. You're in Shreveport. Isn't half the population in Shreveport African-American?
It's 50-something percent.
Yeah.
So the odds were with the black kids.
Right. You're in Shreveport. It's like 60%.
It's very African-American
here.
But the fix was in for this Mensa candidate who thought that there was something.
Right. And that was the funny thing. I was like, well, the chances were this kid was going to be black really would have been a rarity to have the white kid or any other race. But I didn't even address that. What I simply asked the viewer was, or told him was that the children are all picked at random. And of course, in his message, he wanted to say, oh, I'm not racist,
right.
But, which means you're probably about to be very racist.
So Rhonda, 1 second. So you replied to the viewer. Mm-hmm. The station then calls you in and says, look, we warned you about this here. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, you did it again. You're fired.
Right. But the funny thing is that was only the second time that I had ever posted anything. And to say warned, I wasn't warned. The first time I told them about what was going on, so that could possibly count as a warning.
Did you ever get this email they said they sent to the entire staff saying, do not post any comments on social media?
No, I honestly do not recall getting that email. And plus, it's not even a policy. And what it says on there, now that I've seen it, it says that, you know, if somebody has a complaint. Now, in my case with my hair, I didn't view that as a complaint. And as far as the guy making the horrible comment about the children, which was my main concern, you don't say that about black kids.
Got any job offers?
Not as of yet. I'm still kind of hanging around Shreveport during Christmas here. So.
Okay, well, what's the weather like today?
Well, today, a little right at about seasonal level this year, so that's a plus. I'll go outside, maybe rake the leaves.
Okay.
Well, did you thank the guy for watching?
I did. Every time, I thanked them for watching per the prior request.
Oh, my gosh. Good luck to
you. Where are you from originally?
I've lived in 9 states and 15 cities, and I love Shreveport among the most.
All right, then. Let us know when lawsuit's filed.
Yes, sir.
No, she's exploring her options.
Yeah, she's exploring her options. And every attorney is going, yes! Rhonda Lee, we appreciate it. Thanks so very much for talking with us.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.